I was so naive. Listen, I went and I got my soapbox and I put my soapbox down and I got on my soapbox and I had some things to say. And I felt really passionate about this stuff and I felt really strongly, I felt so strongly that I also got a megaphone out on my soapbox. But I had no, there was no part of me that imagined a bad reaction. I felt really justified in how I felt about it, you know, and where I was coming from. So it took me a minute to really stop being the victim because of the reaction that I got and finding and tuning out all that noise because I'd been, it's been most of my life, I think most women do, kind of being in that people-pleasing mode.
Mm-hmm,
it's
sure.
Really disconcerting when you feel like you have really displeased everybody, you know, and it was not my intention to do so, but I had some things to say, you know, and I didn't think I was going to get such a strong reaction. And so it took me until like probably my mid to late 30s to really get back to tuning out all of the noise and going, no, but who are you? Who are you without all of the opinions of who you are? Are you this bad person? Are you ungrateful? Are you unkind? Are you unprofessional? Are you difficult? Are you these things? Because I was confused. I thought maybe I was.